I'm Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster and an award-winning BBC featured photographer. And I'm telling you, the fake gurus push niching down as podcast advice is the worst advice that you've ever heard. And guess what? Most of these fake gurus don't even have their own podcast. So why would we listen to them? So today I'm going to show you exactly why you shouldn't niche down. Because if I niche down right, I would not be monetized on YouTube. I wouldn't have 60,000 monthly listeners and one episode that got me over 50,000 views with SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell. Because imagine if I just niched down to a photography podcast. I wouldn't have explored the SpaceX episodes and got such results so quickly. It would have shot me down so much and I probably wouldn't even be talking to you right now if I niched down. So today I'm going to give you every single reason why you should not stick to one niche when you're making your podcast. So the first one is you are not an insect. Specialization is for insects. Humans aren't meant to specialize on one thing during their whole life. They're not just meant to create chairs their whole life and not have any friends or any families or have any hobbies or do anything else or drive a car. We are multifaceted animals. We do a lot of different things. We have a lot of different interests. Therefore, why would you start a podcast based on one really narrow topic like creating chairs? Unless you owned a chair business and you were using it for advertisement and marketing, you would not start a podcast on one topic. It's just stupid. We have multi interests. Let's just explore all of them, right? You're going to get bored really, really quickly, and so is your audience if you just do one specific topic. Even if you're doing a history podcast, you'll see the top history podcasts do not just do World War II or, you know, the ancient Egypt or the Roman Empire. Most of the time, these podcasts do every topic in history, which allows them to succeed and the audience doesn't get fatigued. The more topics, obviously, you're curious about, don't just do topics that you don't find interesting for the sake of it. The more people you're going to reach because you're going to be able to relate like you. Many people have a lot of different interests. And the more topics you explore, the higher the probability that your interests overlap with theirs, like a Venn diagram. And therefore, the higher chance they're going to listen to you. A parasocial relationship will be formed. Therefore, they listen to you more. Therefore, they're going to become a loyal member of your podcast, of your show, and recommend it to more people, which creates a positive feedback loop, a snowball effect, because then they're going to recommend it to more people. And then more people are going to listen. And then people are going to recommend it to more people. And then the people that have been recommended, are going to recommend it to more people. So it just compounds on itself and you'll get more listeners, you'll get monetized quicker, you'll have brand deals and become the pro podcast that you want to be, all because you explored all the things you're interested in and that overlapped with a lot of different people's interests as well and had a high probability of doing so. Also, novelty bias is a real thing. Humans crave new. They crave the new. So if you're just doing the same topic over and over again, if you're just talking about creating chairs over and over again, people are going to get bored and they're going to get disengaged and unsubscribe and not listen to you. Whereas if you switch it up every single week, you know, one week you're doing self-improvement, the next you're doing history. You know, I'm going to give you so many examples later in the video, so stay tuned, of top podcasters that I look up to that explore so many different topics whilst keeping consistency, which makes them very, very engaging and therefore very, very popular and successful. We just love new. So if we explore new topics, that's going to boost the dopamine, the reward hormone or neurotransmitter in our brain, which therefore will reinforce that rewarding behavior of listening to your show. Because if someone's, you know, just listened to a really cool history episode on your show, and then you do an episode on longevity, and they're also really interested in longevity, or they just find it interesting, although they've never explored it themselves, they're going to get a spike of dopamine if they're curious about it, and therefore be rewarded. And that behavior of going on your podcast and listening to future episodes gets reinforced. It is, again, a positive feedback loop that we must leverage, and we cannot leverage as much if we do not do multiple topics and we stick to one niche. So examples of amazing podcasters, the best podcasters in the world that aren't sticking to just one niche. Obviously, we got many, many good podcasters that don't niche down. And the most notable one is obviously Joe Rogan. He's a MMA commentator, a comedian who's interested in UFOs and talking to a whole range of different people. You know, and no person is off limits really for Rogan. He talks to anyone about anything, and that's why he's the biggest podcast in the world right now. And then we've got Lex Fridman, who is a MIT robotics engineer, and he explores AI, robotics, technology, but also history and philosophy and, you know, science and astrology. There's a lot of different things that he explores. And by not niching down, it's allowed him to get over 7 million subscribers on YouTube alone. And then my favorite podcaster, Chris Williamson of Modern Wisdom, explores self-improvement of, you know, high performance, but then also emotions and human nature and psychology and a bit of history and philosophy and some politics as well. So a lot of different things, interviewing a lot of different people. He explores, you know, different experts on a range of different topics like nutrition, philosophers, money, business. I'm trying to think of other ones. Oh yeah, interviewing like actors in Hollywood and just health in general as well. Like a lot of different topics. And another example is Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster, Jacob Watson-Haupt. I do so many different topics. You know, I've gone from longevity, nanotechnology, to World War One and World War Two history, to attachment theory, to interviewing a best-selling author about their life, to toxicologists, to photographers and filmmakers, to space ex-co-founders. There's like so many different topics I explore because I just want to understand myself and the world better. And I don't niche down, because imagine if I niche down, like I said, wouldn't be getting 60,000 monthly listeners. If I just stuck to photography, I can tell you that I'd probably get about a couple hundred at the moment. So this is your sign to not listen to any of those fake gurus who don't have a podcast on the internet out there who are trying to tell you to niche down, and just explore everything you are interested in. And if you want to start your own podcast and you want more tips like this that go against the norm and really tell you the harsh truth about podcasting, which most podcasters won't tell you, then my Promote Podcast Blueprint is exactly the place for you. It is this course and community that goes through the exact step-by-step method and process that I use to record all of these episodes, 60 plus episodes and counting the last 6 months. Secure dream guests like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, best-selling authors like Stuart Binns and Tyler Cohen, and award-winning filmmakers and photographers using email templates that I provide in the course as well. So you don't have to do all the refining and trial and error, and also where to post it, how to repurpose into viral clips and get over 4 million views across social media like I have and counting. It's got everything that you need to know basically about podcasting, especially podcasting remotely using your laptop like I do, and to get results and get monetized on YouTube in the process like I did in the first 3 months. If you want to join, like the first student who joined recently, Rob, and get the results, then top link in the description for that. We also do live weekly calls where I give you personalized feedback to improve your show 10 times faster. I had a call yesterday with Rob. We're so like-minded. He's great. He's just going to be just like you, an aspiring podcaster who's curious and wants to follow their dreams, really. So there's a potential friend for you there as well. And I'm there too. So it's a win-win. And the more people that join, obviously, the more it will become a community of aspiring podcasters. You can hold each other accountable. But if you want to get it half price, there's only 24 spaces left to do so because Rob's taken one of them already by becoming the first student. So if you're watching this, you're early here. And if you want to get the results and the feedback from me and literally just copy my blueprint where I hold your hand on the video course and tell you exactly how to do it and become a pro podcaster yourself, and not for once get advice from these fake gurus who don't even have their own podcast, who have this big conglomerate media company that don't even know how to create a real podcast and don't even create podcasts. If you want genuine advice from a pro podcaster, which no other podcaster that I look up to has done, none of them have created a course that gives you the exact feedback, tips, and secrets to grow your show, then the top link in the description is for you. I will see you there if you want to take podcasting seriously. If you don't want to join and you are going to keep procrastinating, then you might as well not watch these videos because they're not for you. You're not going to become a podcaster. I hope you prove me wrong. And the best way to prove me wrong is to join the community and get feedback from me, because it's so much easier to get results and be accountable, be consistent when you have a pro person, a mentor, and other students there giving you advice, giving you feedback, pushing you along the way, and helping you lift off and become the dream person you want to be, which is a pro podcaster. So I will see you there. I'm rooting for you as always. Goodbye.